Wake up Tri-Counties from our Save-A-Lot studio. I'm Sean Fernand. And joining us live this morning in the studio, we have Courtney, Brenda, and Samantha from OSF. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Samantha, you want to start with some announcements?
Sure. Not too much for this week, but we are celebrating a pretty big milestone at OSF St. Luke. So we are celebrating 105 years of healthcare on Wednesday, April 17th. So just wanted to put that out there that, you know, we have been in the community for over 100 years and, you know, just still going strong as part of OSF healthcare. The other thing that is coming up is our National Donate Life flag raising ceremony. So we partner with Gift of Hope, which is an organization focused on organ and tissue donation. So it's a nice time for us to raise the flag, to raise awareness about organ and tissue donation, and really encourage people to, you know, check that box. So.
All right. Well, now we're talking about volunteers. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes. National Volunteer Week is next week, April 21st through 27th, and it's a week-long celebration, which was established in 1974 by President Nixon, and it's about placing a spotlight on individuals whose kindness and service help out the community and different organizations. And we definitely appreciate all of our volunteers at St. Luke. And we're definitely looking for more volunteers. We actually celebrated Volunteer Week a little early at St. Luke. I'm going to be out of the office tomorrow, so we celebrated on April 8th, and we had a nice luncheon at the hospital for all the volunteers and recognized them and honored them for their unselfish giving of taking care of our patients and our mission partners. Lori Christensen, our VP of Support Services, gave a nice update about the OSF ministry as a whole, as well as what specifically is going on at St. Luke, and our volunteers always appreciate that. And let's face it, they're, you know, great advocates for our hospital. So yes, we like to keep them informed because they enjoy going out and spreading the good news of what OSF is doing. Courtney Cinnamon, our coordinator of volunteer services, is with me today, and she's going to talk just a little bit about the different positions that we have.
Yes, we have a lot of wonderful volunteers at St. Luke, and we are always looking for more. We have volunteers that do a couple of different things for us. First of all, we have some that sit at the information desk, which is located right inside the main entrance, and we like to have two people at that desk, and what they do is greet patients when they come in. They also help with transport if someone needs to transition to a wheelchair or if they need help getting to their car. Our volunteers are happy to help them, and as well as get them anywhere they need to go in the hospital. We also take calls from other departments if they need help getting patients from place to place. And they greet people, and they get to see lots of friends that they haven't seen in a long time. So our volunteers at the front desk have a very good time. They also help with different projects throughout the hospital, stuffing envelopes, putting on labels, separating admission bands, anything I can come up with them to do. They always do happily, but we are always looking for a few more people to come sit at the desk. And the other position we have is in our gift shop, which we call the alcove, and our volunteers in there, they check out the customers when they find merchandise. They help them shop. They're very good at helping you spend money in
very
the gift
good
shop.
Helping you spend money.
Very good. They love to, they do the wrapping, and they do run the cash register and the credit card machine, and we have a lot of fun in the alcove too. So we are always looking for new volunteers, and we have two shifts every day, Monday through Friday. We do 8 to 12 and then 12 to 4. So if anybody has any interest, they can always reach out, and we would love to get their information.
Terrific. Yeah, tell people how to get in touch to be a volunteer.
There is an application on the OSF website. They can also call the hospital and just ask for Courtney or Brenda, and they will connect them to us if they would rather do it by phone.
Excellent.
And yeah, the application's pretty easy to get to. If you go to osfstluke.org, there is a tab called Giving and Volunteering, and then you just go to Volunteer Opportunities, and all the information's right there. So pretty easy, although we know that, you know, maybe not everybody has access to a computer or is super tech savvy, so that's why just giving us a call is a really great way to get in touch. I know that, you know, a lot of times volunteers will talk to the friends and you know, recruit people that way. So that's always really nice. And it's such a, I don't know, just personally, you know, outside of volunteer services, just for me as a mission partner, it always brightens my day to see our volunteers. And they're all in, you know. And I'm kind of monopolizing some time, but just,
you're,
you know, shout out to both Brenda and Courtney. Recently, they got some new technology added for the information desk so that our volunteers can see the parking lot a little bit clearer, so they know, you know, if somebody's been pulling in and needs a little help getting out of the car. And the volunteers were just so tickled to tell me all about it.
They are so excited about these fancy cameras.
Yes, they are.
They are so excited.
Yeah, we have 23 active volunteers now, which is, you know, a nice number, but
we like for everybody to have a partner.
Yes.
Because everything's more fun with a friend.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
we like to have them in twos. So
yes.
A few more would be wonderful.
It sure would be. And, you know, as Sam said, my heart just smiles when I see them because they're such unselfish people. You know, these are people that come into the facility. They don't get paid, and, you know, they're just willing to help out with anything. And, you know, that's not only a part of, you know, our OSF mission of serving, you know, with compassion, but, you know, it just makes me feel good.
And I think it really puts our patients' and visitors' minds at ease when they interact with our volunteers, because our volunteers are there, you know, solely to help them and help our mission partners. And I think it helps too when they can see a friendly face or someone who's there, you know, showing that compassion. Not that our mission partners do the same, but, you know, it's definitely a different experience, mm-hmm. because the volunteers obviously aren't the clinicians taking care of them. They're just providing that, you know, compassion.
Yeah.
Imagine also if you're somebody who is in that volunteering range, it's got to be great for you to be able to have that type of interaction every day, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people who don't get that kind of person-to-person interaction on a daily basis.
That's the number one thing I hear from volunteers as to why they like to do it. It's because of the social aspect. They get to get out and see people, and they feel more of a purpose helping people, and they love the interaction. A lot of our volunteers live alone, and so it is great for them to get out and see people and also feel that purpose.
And sorry, I keep jumping in, but, you know, I know that traditionally our volunteers have been, you know, retired or something, but I know that both Brenda and Courtney have really worked with younger student volunteers over breaks and things like that, so.
Yes, we do have a lot of college kids that come in, so if you have a college child who's going to be home and you think they need some help volunteering, even if they're not going into healthcare, it always is great experience.
Yep.
And we pair them with our experienced volunteers, and last summer we had a lot of good interactions, and the college students liked it as well as the volunteers. So yes, we are open to, they do have to be 16 or 18
okay.
in order to do that.
Good to know. All right, anything else you want to pass along?
I think we've covered it pretty well. We appreciate the time.
All right. Well, Courtney, Brenda, Samantha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.